on.
Yeah, Dr. Wright, been listening to you for a long time. I got a simple question, I think. I try to donate blood 3 or 4 times a year, as you have recommended.
Good for you, sir.
And I did it 3 times in 2018, and I tried to do it last week, same place, same blood bank. And 3 different times, I tried 3 different days, and they wouldn't take my blood because my iron was too high. On Monday, it was hemoglobin was 22.5, Tuesday, 20.5, Friday, 21.5. And I'm wondering what's causing that to go up, and I assume it's not good for my health in general, aside from giving blood.
Oh, no, it isn't good for your health in general. There is a problem called hemochromatosis, where for whatever reason, person keeps making more and more blood cells, which contain more and more hemoglobin. Now, the more important number for cardiovascular risk in there is called hematocrit, but the with the hemoglobin being up there where you told me, usually the hematocrit is high too. So, and that causes more abrasive blood, and that leads to cardiovascular problems, blah, blah, blah. You've heard that from me before. So anyway, yeah, you do want to get that blood out of there, but you also, please, want to be checking with a specialist in that, a hematologist, in other words, the specialist in blood, to find out if you have got this hemochromatosis thing, sir, because basically what's recommended if you have it? It's called therapeutic phlebotomy. Namely, they draw the blood, but they're not donating it to anybody else because, again, it's got too much iron in it. But it's very good for the person it's drawn from. So there you are, sir.
I'm scheduled, in fact, on Monday to have my blood removed at the Tahoma Clinic because I wanted to get it done. It's fairly expensive to do it that way. I'm just giving you one more thing, and that is my brother has to have he has too many red blood cells, and he has to have his blood removed periodically for that same reason.
Well, pretty obviously, if he has it and you have it both, it sounds like it's something genetic, sir, and I'm sorry, but I don't know any way of fixing that particular genetic problem.
Okay. And the other thing is, it didn't show up on the other 3 times I went during 2018. It just showed up the last one. So
that's a surprise.
Is that unusual?
Yes, it's unusual. It may have just kicked in. I'm just speculating. I don't know why it wouldn't show up 3 times in a row and now it's showing up. But the fact that it has, you're doing the right thing to get rid of it, sir, because getting that blood thickness down significantly reduces the risk of heart attack and stroke. And even though it costs money to do so, if somebody won't take it for free, then that's worth it.
Okay, I understand. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. The only other thing I was going to say is I am being followed by Dr. Sherman, and in fact, if I have a consult with him scheduled for Thursday, I can talk to him about that a little more further.
Yes, he'll go into more detail with you.
Okay, good enough. Thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, sir.